Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. How may I help you today?
Hi. Yes, I was questioning a charge on my account from your company, and I'm not even sure who it's from.
All right, let me see. What does it say?
It says Daily Health and Fitness for $94.90.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to get your information, and if I have a charge, I can tell you what they're billing you for.
Okay, what information do you need?
What's your zip code?
37774.
Okay, first and last name.
First name is Debbie, D-E-B-I. The last name is Riley, R-I-E-H-L-E.
Okay, and then verify your address for security purposes.
I'm sorry?
Verify your address for security purposes.
Oh, 212 Olino Trace, Loudoun, Tennessee.
Thank you. All right. So I have an account pulled up here. Did you sign up for a product called Keto Balance and Keto Balance Cleanse as a free trial?
Yes, and I called on that too because I got double charged for something, and I said that I had tried to cancel it within like 1 minute of It said that my payment didn't even go through, you know, like it was still authorizing, so I canceled it. But somehow the payment did go through because I got billed twice. And I've notified whoever it was, I do not want this product. I want it canceled. I want this money refunded. And how do I go about it? And I don't know anything about this $94 charge. It was never quoted or told to me.
All right, so that did happen. So the second product, I'm assuming that probably was a cleanse you didn't want. That one was canceled and refunded for you, but you still got the keto, correct?
Well, I'm not at home. I'm traveling.
No, I'm asking.
Out of state right now. I'm assuming it's there. I'm not at home. I'm traveling out of state.
No.
But
I'm not asking if you have the product, like physically looking. I'm saying when you called in to cancel out the cleanse, they did refund you and they canceled it, but you still wanted to get the keto, which was this other $6.95, correct?
No, I didn't want that either, but she said it was already on its way. I don't want this product.
Let me look at your account here because that's not what I'm seeing. So let me go back here and look at the notes it's showing here.
Okay.
All right, so it looks like here, yeah, right. I do see you did call in to cancel the cleanse, and then it says they canceled it out. That is correct. We found the $6.95. Then it says here they advised you to call back to cancel the first product, which would have been the keto, and it shows here that you agreed.
I agreed. I called back, and now I'm seeing an additional charge, which I don't know anything about. So I want this canceled, and I want this money here refunded.
Yeah, so the reason why you were billed is because your trial expired 14 days from your purchase date.
Huh.
Hold up. Give me, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah, so give me 1 second because looks like this was based on actually an 8-day trial, and I'm trying to look at the notes here to determine what date they actually told you to call back. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, I'm not even at home.
Yeah, because the trial was you would have had to cancel the trial by the 13th. And then
Okay,
they
first
billed
of
you on the
all,
14th. But here it's showing that you
first.
agreed to call in between the 31st and the 6th.
Okay, when I made my first call, I explained I wanted everything canceled. You know, so she said that you could only cancel the one thing. I don't know anything about a time limit where you had to call back within 8 or 14 days or whatever. And originally, as I said, when I tried to make this attempt to, I thought, oh yeah, this looks good. Oh no, I don't want it. That while it was saying, trying to authorize, I got out of the website. Like you cancel it, but all of a sudden the charges are there. I'm not at home. I've been traveling for over a week, almost 2 weeks. I do not want this product. So it's kind of like I had to keep the first thing. And she said I had to call back. There was nothing said about, well, if you don't call by such and such a date, now you're going to see a almost a $95 charge. That's not explained. So what I'm stating right now is I don't want this product. I tried to cancel it and I said, yes, okay, if I need to call back, I'll call back. But now you're telling me I needed to call back at a certain time or they were going to charge me this amount because of a trial. I haven't even seen the product. I'm not at home to see if it even got delivered. So what do I need to do to cancel this and get this $94.90 charge reimbursed to me?
All right, so would you like to continue at $64.99 a month?
No, I don't want this.
Okay.
I don't.
That's fine. Would you like to continue at $49.95?
No.
All right. Well, give me 1 second. Like I said, I'm not sure what happened about the time frame. Thinking what you said, you don't even really remember the time frame. You just know they did tell you to call back in to cancel it, but your trial had actually already expired.
Well, how can there be a trial when I'm not even there to get it and it's not explained to you that you have 8 days to use this or whatever you're telling me? And it's like,
Okay, you have to read that
no, I don't
information
want.
when you sign up on the website. And then, as far as you getting your product, I mean, we just ship it to your address.
Okay, well, I need to stop that, get a refund, send it back once I get home.
We don't
If there's
accept it
stuff
back. You
there,
don't need to send it back.
well, I don't want it.
I mean, that's fine, but you don't have to send it back. I don't know. 1 second. Hold on. My computer is messing up here. Okay.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is Laken, L-A-K-E-N. One second.
Thank you.
So I did go ahead and get that canceled out for you. Would you like to write down the cancellation number?
Yes, please.
All right. It's going to be C as in Charlie. It's going to be 662-718-821.
Okay, was that it? C is in Charlie, 662-718-821.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's for the total product. I'm not going to get any more emails or surprise withdrawals out of my account.
That is correct.
All right, Laken, I appreciate it.
You're definitely welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Goodbye.